Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Gather around. Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
If I don't sound like Kevin Wall, it's because he's on holiday. He's out. He's getting a long weekend. He's well-deserved weekend. Monday we'll have the best of. I mean, the next 4 days, Kevin will relax a little bit, kick back, recharge those batteries, and he's going to come out swinging because, you know what? September's here. We're down to the final countdown for the red wave, baby. Or as my good friend Michael J. McDonald would say, we are not a red wave. We ski the blue wave, and we keep them underneath our board. Welcome to my good friend, the chairman of the state of Nevada Republican Party, the longest reigning champion, longest reigning chairman in the United States, Mr. Michael McDonald. How are you, sir?
Wow, that's a lot right there, man. Thanks, Pat. Good morning.
Well, you know, I'm hoping certain people were listening. I'm looking to have some fun. I will not be around that certain person at your house for fear that she will break my legs, but that's a whole other story. Oh, God. So how are you doing, sir?
Great, great. You know, if you guys watched, a lot of people have been commenting on the post. Yesterday, In-N-Out was targeted by the Democrats in California because they gave to Republican candidates. And the one thing about it, every listener here has to do the same thing. You know what? Go out and enjoy an In-N-Out burger today. Go out and get a milkshake. They're made with real ice cream. Enjoy their french fries. They're fantastic people. You know, it's to the point right now that people are starting to understand. And this is what I tell Republicans. You've heard it time and time again. You are the power. You know, the people that are anti-Trump, stop going to their movies. People that want to comment, stop watching. The NFL, you know, I've been around the NFL watching football since I was five. It's been a part of my blood, part of my family. And quite frankly, for the last 2 years, I haven't watched it, and I don't miss it. I love college football. I watch that. But Sundays now turn into a relax with the family day, work day. And I don't miss the NFL. I don't miss all the comments and the BS. So, but realize, people listening right now to Kevin's show, with Pat Cassell, you are the power. You have the buying power. You know, the people that are against everything you stand for, stop spending your money on them.
Well, hold that thought.
Yeah.
Do you know what? This is a great weekend. You know what this weekend represents? College football, baby, tomorrow. Notre Dame, Michigan. Yes.
That's right. Nothing better. Nothing better.
I mean, that's big stuff.
It's huge. You know, and then here come the Irish. Got you know.
We hope.
One of my top critics, who's a Michigan undertow. I can't wait to rub it in his face.
Well, let's just hope we'll have a big weekend.
Oh, it's going to be great. No, college football opening up, the students back to school. It's great to see. The kids went back to school last week. You know, they walked by the house. It's just great to see. I talked to the parents when they're walking the children to school. Everybody's motivated coming through. You know, they wonder how the elections feel. more people motivated this time than I've ever seen. And I'm talking about, I have Democrats coming by my house and picking up yard signs for our candidates. So that's a strong message. It really is. I mean, right down the street, one of the biggest Democrats in the state, he has Republican candidates. He has Republican candidates in his yard. So I think the message is getting out. Look, they're about socialism. They're about crippling the country, about more taxes. They're about pushing their own agenda, not for America, but for themselves. You know, they're like the spoiled little kid that actually has to answer something. Trump is basically the – Obama was the Disneyland dad, and here we have a Disneyland parent for that. Let's play Disneyland parent. That, you know, whatever you want, popcorn, candy, whatever. And Trump has come into office, tightened the belt, and basically made everybody answer for their own actions. I mean, isn't that how you were raised, Pat? Isn't that how I was raised? You answer for your own actions. You know, be responsible for yourself. Be responsible for your actions. And I think you're seeing that the motivation has come around.
Accountability. You know – speaking of accountability, for a guy who doesn't really work very hard, you don't travel much, although that's a lie. I mean, last weekend, we took the drunt. We drove from Las Vegas. We went all the way up to Gardnerville. We went to meetings every day up to Saturday's Basque Fry. It was exciting to be at the Basque Fry, sir.
Oh, it was great. I mean, you know, the whole week was filled with meetings of our candidates up north. We went to, five fundraisers.
At least.
No, right? And you saw firsthand when we were talking to people inside stores, and that's what I love to gear people. I love to talk to them inside stores and everything else. You know, just basically want to know how they feel. I mean, we talked to people inside the Boot Barn. We talked to people inside the other store, the clothing store. We talked to people inside Costco. And you get a feeling for what they feel when they're talking about the economy's better, the economy's good. 40%, the stock market's down 40% since the president's taken over. I mean, this is stuff we're seeing historic things right now. And, the wind up was at the Corley Ranch, great family. I can't say enough about that. And then I got to see my good friend Kellyanne Conway. You know, she's something special. She's a great lady, funny. People don't know her the way we met her, Pat. You know, I know her from the campaign, just a great lady, classy. And you got to give her one thing. She defends the president, and I think she defends what's right. And that's the more important thing, what's right. She tells it like it is.
My grandmother always told me big things come in small packages. I had no idea Kellyanne Conway was such a tiny little gal. But what a powerful one.
She's phenomenal. She really is. And when you listen to her, just to watch the essence of how she delivers a speech, the way she is such a great memory, she includes everybody. You know, she's just wonderful. When we were sitting in, you and I were talking to the senator, when she was talking, and she gave a shout-out to the people involved. And, you know, I keep telling everybody, Nevada's very strong on the president's list. Nevada, he loves Nevada. The whole administration loves Nevada. And, you know, she gave me a shout-out from the stage. She gave, our board a shout-out. That's important. When you hear that, you know, the top of the ticket, the main people love Nevada, and they realize the work that's being done by every one of us, all the way, you know, from the top to the top to the final worker that's walking, and that's what's important. You know, they're taking appreciative of that, and they're making sure that every Nevadan's heard. That's why I love it.
Well, let me say this to you: I was blown away by all the people that were there, but a real hero was there, the lone survivor. And I'm a little jealous because I didn't get a chance to get my picture taken with him because they made you run out, and I had to run. I had to escort you out to the stage. But what was it like meeting Marcus?
Oh, he's a great guy. I mean, you know, we met him once before at the RNC meetings. True hero. To see what he's gone through. Anybody seen the movie Lone Survivor? You have a feeling for this man. You can't help but love him. Whether you're wherever your views fall, he put everything on the line for America, and he loves America so much. I mean, we were joking back and forth. That's why I was late to stage. It was kind of funny, Pat, and thank God you were there. You know, I'm being wrapped up to, supposed to be called on stage to introduce Senator Heller, and we're inside the barn with Marcus. But just what a divine individual. I mean, just true to the spirit of America. He really cares about America. He cares about Nevada. He was asking questions of how we're doing here. What do we need? And that's something when you look at the essence of the person, that they're wanted, not even now. As big as he is as a celebrity and what he's obtained in life and what he's sacrificed in life, he's willing to throw more things into Nevada to make sure we win. And, you know, that's a concentration. Again, everybody listening, realize the attention we're getting. And the appreciation for Nevadans, all Nevadans, is coming across from America to Washington, D.C., all the way from across the country to us. And that's a big thing. And then, of course, you got Mark Amadei, who introduced me.
Oh, that was the greatest. Was he not?
Mark Amadei is. He is. He's the greatest. This guy should be a comedian. He is a great leader for Nevada. He's sensible. He cares about. He works both sides of the aisle. Cares about it. But man, he is something else. I love that guy. He is an amazing individual.
In his shorts.
In his shorts, no doubt. I think he thought he was going to the beach, and clearly I have the dark Irish skin. You know, hint hint. And you know, his legs are wider than mine, so I thought that was great.
Well, what was really funny, you were going to introduce Senator Heller, who got there a little later. But I thought it was interesting how Senator Heller took you aside. I thought you were going to introduce me. Like, these go out, everybody wants you to introduce them now. I mean, what the hell's going on?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I love it. No, it was great. I love Senator Sotomayor was there. I was on stage. I was kind of ad-libbing, tap dance a little bit. And they're looking at me. I'm like, where's the senator? You know, so it was, he was held up in the tent because so many people wanted to talk to him. And that's a great feeling. I mean, you saw afterwards, once he came off stage, he and I were talking, and we went over and talked to all the veterans and the people in the crowd, and he was just mobbed. So many people want to talk to him, take the picture with him. You know, regardless of where you felt before this election came down, and Pat said it earlier on the show, when you're looking at it from this point of view, you have no choice. If you really care about Donald Trump, President of the United States, he is asking you, through me, to vote for Dean Heller. He has told me time and time again, go out there, make sure he wins. You have my full support. I'm out there fighting for the president. Corey Lewandowski is fighting for the president, and we're all fighting for Dean Heller. And that's what's important about all Nevadans need to know that.
Well, it's ironic because in the paper the other day, I saw that Dean Heller got a lot of kudos from the former campaign leader, Corey Lewandowski, for Dean Heller. And nobody realizes how close you are with Corey and Mr. Bossy. But, I mean, everything seems to be coming together. There seems to be an electricity. Yet, we also heard that White House canceled Don McGahn is stepping down, and everybody thinks there's chaos there, but there really isn't. He's looking to move on to the next level, and you're a very good friend of his.
Yeah, I mean, he was my attorney. Full disclosure, he was my attorney for 4 years, 3 or 4 years. He's a wonderful leader. I think he would make a wonderful judge, and that's one thing I think that we need him in America. He's a smart, sensible individual. He knows the law. He has put a lot. I mean, you look at the hours he works. It's great to see when he was working for us as my attorney, and then of course when he was on the campaign, we couldn't even get him. We finally got him to have dinner with us. Remember, Pat? We finally tied him down. And him and Corey and the rest of the team. But that's what's important is understand that the hours these individuals are putting in before it even essence of the election. I mean, before it even came to fruition.
Well, you
they
know,
put it all on the line.
The best part about it is everybody's come together, and you've said it at least a million times in the last year. A lot of the individuals that you were never really on the same team with have come. All the stars are aligning. We're going to touch on that when we come back from the break, but I really want to get into that because people need to see how the cohesion of the party is coming together. You're listening to Live and Local now. My name is Patrick Cassell. I'm filling in for my good friend Kevin Wall, who's away on holiday, a well-deserved one, and Monday will be best of. My name, again, is Pat. We'll be right back after this.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're back in action here on Live and Local Now. My name is Patrick Casale. Kevin's away, but he'll be back next week. But I'm joined by my good friend, Chairman Michael McDonald. And Michael, the amazing thing I've seen throughout the counties is how we're all coming together. We're going to elect, it looks like we're going to elect a lot of Republicans. I think Danny and Crescent have a great chance to win.
No, I think it's fantastic. And, you know, it has to give a shout out to all the work you've done, what Kevin has done, Wayne Allen Root. I mean, they've allowed me so much access. It's been phenomenal, and I can't thank them enough.
Well, at this point, last week you were interviewed, and you look at all the different things that are going on locally, nationally. You had Senator McCain. The services there are interesting. I mean, a lot going on. And last week we heard all the stuff that was going on in Washington. And then this week we have the NAFTA deal with Mexico on board. Rumor has it Canada will be on board. I mean, the president keeps accomplishing more and more better things. And every time the stock market exceeds a new high, it's a new record.
And that's one thing you have to look at. You know, to your last comment also, when you look at what's been going on with the combination of the party, and we're able to go off the highs that the president has. And it speaks to the board. You know, Diana Orr, a national committee woman, Lee Hoff, a national committee man, Jim DeGraff, the vice chair, Barbara Hahn. I mean, the list just goes on. Everybody that's working so hard, Jim Hindle from up north, Story County. It's something that says that they're working to make sure we have a betterment of America. And when it hits Nevada, our shores, because I'm being kind of selfish right now, we're worried about Nevada. Every win the president has, we keep touting it. And they keep spinning it on the other side, saying, oh, that's President Obama, it's President Obama. It's basically like the Patriots winning the Super Bowl, and they're saying, well, you know, it's because the Rams took a dive. I mean, it's just amazing the lies that are being put out. So based on all that, you know, getting out to the airwaves, what you've done and allowing us to at least promote the positive of it, it speaks so much. And to all your listeners, it's a big deal.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm excited. I really, really am excited, and we'll see where it goes. And I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more growth.
It's going to be big. It's going to be big. I mean, think about all the events that are going on. We have the parade going on right now up in Elko. Then we go to Winnemucca later this afternoon. We have the fair. We have the fair over in Fernley later on this week. We have a barbecue taking place out over in Overton. It's just it's endless. The people are getting involved to make sure Nevada is at its seat at the table, and it has to be red.
Well, you know what's interesting for me anyway is. I don't think anybody realizes just how much we travel. Here's the thing. Anybody out there, you want to fill his shoes and become the chairman, you wouldn't believe the mileage I've been driving with this guy and the hours we put on the road. And you know, it's funny. When we're driving, even in the middle of nowhere, the phone seems to ring. I mean, how much driving do you do in a year, sir?
I don't know, but thank God for Verizon. I can tell you that. There's a couple places we're going to have to get a sat phone because we were dark during a conversation one time. You know, but it's not just that. It's the traveling. You know, it's the people that back us, the donors, the people that contribute, that allow us to do it, that allow us to get the message out. You know, it's you're talking. We travel the state every 2 weeks. We're on the road, and that's what it takes. And the team that we have here, Dan Coates and the entire team has been phenomenal. Jessica Hansen, our executive director. I mean, a lot of things are really coming together at the right time. And it goes to Clark County, what Clark's doing, what Washoe's doing, all the other, all 17 counties working together. That's important.
Well, you know, there's a lot of good stuff. I mean, I think we have to, it's very important we hold serve. We don't want to lose the ability not to, the veto ability. But I really think Adam's going to go in a good place. We had the governor, unfortunately, not endorse our good vice attorney general. But, you know, what's interesting, I've noticed a few Democrats actually endorse Republicans this time around, which is kind of scary. What's going on in the left?
You know, it goes to the message we talked about before. I mean, you have very strong Democrats that fought hard to build this country. They don't believe in socialism. They don't believe in sanctuary states. They don't believe in sanctuary cities. They believe you have to come here legally. And then, obviously, you know, in their Christian values, they want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity and they're going to help everybody. But giving away everything for free and raising taxes and taxes and taxes, that's not has been the Democratic message. You know, they're working men and women that have to have an opportunity. The taxes go on all of us.
Mike,
you know, at the end of the day, go ahead, sorry.
We got to stimulate the economy, buddy. And I had to cut you short.
Oh, it's horrible, yeah. And there you go. See, and you wonder why we're in which position we're in today. I get cut off.
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate. I gotta go to break. I mean, if you want to hang on, I'll keep you on. If you want to hang on,
whatever you want, man. I'm blessed that you guys give me time. I appreciate it.
No, Chairman McDonald, we appreciate you. The longest reigning chairman in the United States of America and the longest ever in Nevada, Michael J. McDonald. We'll be right back after this.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
As we return for yet another segment, my name is Patrick Casale, and my good friend is on a holiday, and I emphasize that. I've said it about 1,000 times, but it's important you know that he will be back next week. So what we got going on today, obviously, we're paying homage to Mr. John McCain. 60 years of service is amazing. You know what I find even more amazing? God bless his mother, 106 years old. And when she went over to Europe about 15 years ago, in her early 90s, they wouldn't let her rent a car, so she bought it. I mean, this is a very independent lady. And, you know, maybe it speaks volumes about the man who he really was. I mean, this is unique. And it's really something to see a gentleman like that and see the roots and what made him who he was. But, you know, early when I talked to our good chairman, we want to thank him again, I was talking about how Corey Lewandowski tweeted his support for Dean Heller. Things are turning around. Trump ultimately helped Heller in the primary, yes, But it's all good stuff. I think Danny Tarkanian is in a very strong position. He can win this election. I would like to see Danny get more offensive. Forget to being defensive. Go offense. Body slam these people. Take them out. Miss Lee does not have the experience that she needs, and she's not a capable politician. You have that experience. Make it happen. It's time. You know, there's so much going on in Nevada. Creston Hardy, who was there for 2 years, did a hell of a job, and it didn't work the way it should have. Now, Wacky Jackie suggests wiggle room on the minimum wage. This was a conversation at a restaurant last night about raising minimum wages in Nevada. So Jackie Rosen, a staunch supporter of raising the federal minimum wage, said Wednesday that the different threshold may be needed for small businesses with limited resources, which is really pushed back to what we've been trying to say about minimum wage. You can't expect small companies to pay $15 an hour to somebody working to answering phones. Doesn't work that way. Okay? If your career aspirations in this world is to flip hamburgers or work doing a very minimal job, $30,000 a year is not warranted. Okay? The left is totally wrong. Every time I battle with Bernie Sanders on Twitter, I crack up. This guy's talking about raising wages. Do you realize California wants to do away with the tipping in restaurants? Tipping is one of the main thresholds of Nevada's economy. And you know how much money these people who work in restaurants, work on the strip, make off of tips? If the casinos were forced to pay $20 an hour because there's no longer tipping, you realize how difficult it would be? You want to know why the casinos on the strip now charge for parking, which I think is absurd? What's your feeling about a casinos in Nevada charging to park on the strip? Yesterday, I was there for an hour at a function, $20 at the old Imperial Palace, which is now called the Link. Yet, do you know how many of these workers that were relying on tips are getting pay cuts on the strip? So Wacky Jackie and all the stupid SOBs on the left side need to wake up and realize you're costing people money. You're taking money out of their pocket because you're talking with stupid. Okay, if you go to work at McDonald's, you get minimum wage. You're flipping a burger, but you're learning a trade. You're learning about responsibility when you're young. Those jobs for the youth are going away because these morons keep talking about increasing the minimum wage. It's irresponsible. Yesterday, you heard what Chairman McDonald was talking about. They want a boycott because in California, we have a great food chain, In-N-Out Burger, donating $250,000 to the GOP. They want to sit there and they want to take away. They don't want anybody. They want the boycott going to In-N-Out Burger. Now I try to watch my diet. I'm looking forward to protein style triple burgers. Everybody out there, if you're smart, go to In-N-Out Burger, and I'll tell you the reason why. They start at a higher wage for youth. I think it's like $11 an hour, depending on experience, maybe $11.50 an hour. And if you go into management, if you go there to work and you want to grow within the company, the opportunity's there. They pay real well. They're owned by one person. She does a hell of a job. Those people like their atmosphere. They like the food. They like working there. Sitting there and suggesting a company like that goes to $15 an hour really means one thing. Okay? It means they got to raise their prices. You raise the prices, we got to pay more. Does that make sense? Okay? If you are somebody who aspires to flip a burger at minimum wage, we have a greater problem in the United States of America. And if you talk about going on the strip paying for parking, those guys were making $60,000 to $80,000 a year. They took a 35 to 40% pay cut already. Now the casinos are figuring out, we got to pay you more money. To me, that's greed. We go back to the phones. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. I am a local. I've lived here 21 years. I am appalled about being charged to go on the strip to park to go to an event. Therefore, I no longer go to any events because I want to be able to tip the valet or whoever, and I can't afford to pay $20 or $30 or $40 to park and then still tip the valet and pay for a show, which the prices have become astronomical. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I heard today that strip takes were down by at least 0.5%, which translates into millions. While places that don't charge for parking, their revenues have stayed stable or gone up. So, you know, somebody's doing something wrong. I think I like this town better when the boys ran it.
I have to tell you, I couldn't agree with you more.
Was, a woman was safe going to a casino or going to a bar by herself without fear of being attacked or any of the craziness that goes on, or when you went to a show and people dressed like human beings, not like animals.
By the way, I got a tip for you. Go to the new Palace Station's been revamped. They're open this weekend. They're going to be celebrating several new restaurants, the new buffet, and they don't charge to park.
Oh, I know. I go to all the station casinos. I go to Silverton. I go to South Point. I go to the locals. I don't need to support the czars at MGM. And I understand that that Adelson is no longer going to be charging for parking, that he has rescinded the parking charge for locals. I don't know if that's true or false. I saw it in a blurb somewhere.
I hope you're right, because if that's the case, I will rock, roll, and remember for that guy, and I will push for business. Because locals should not have to pay on the strip, not a dime. Not a dime.
No. It's appalling. I mean, I lived in Chicago where you paid to park 300 feet underground and hope you didn't get killed on the way up. I'm not living that way anymore, and I refuse to. So I vote with my feet. There are a lot of businesses I don't support because of bad behaviors. It is what it is, and I think that's more of us need to do that. More of us need to go red and stay straight with this country. Stand for the flag. Honor it.
God bless you, Judy, and thank you. If you're out there, my number, 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. You know, let's touch on that, and then I'm going to go into the minimum wage again with both barrels. You know, the Palace Station has refurbished itself. It really looks great. The buffet is outstanding. They got a place called Boathouse Sushi in there that has they have all types of sushi, as well as they have cooked Asian foods. Outstanding. They're going to be celebrating their grand opening. I'll be going there tomorrow. Then they have the burger place right next door to it. Palace Station is a locals joint. They take very good care of the rooms have been refurbished. But, you know, the station casinos as a whole does do a good job taking care of the locals. And, frankly, I'm not going to support the Strip. In fact, you know what? The hell with the Strip. And here's a tip to the Strip. I don't know if you know this. I have at least on a quarterly basis 15 people coming in to visit me for business. They no longer stay on the Strip. We have moved them off the Strip to Red Rock. Why? Rooms are just as good. The food is just as good. And the prices are half. I mean, to go out to dinner on the Strip, is you got to give up your firstborn. It's a joke. I mean, really disgusting, and it's deplorable. And you know what? The casinos don't know how to make the money they used to. You know, it's another thing that most people don't realize. Gaming is about 20% of the revenue stream for the casinos than it used to be. It used to be like 80%. Now it's 20%. And to get a room on a holiday weekend down on the Strip, forget about it. You're talking $300-$400 a night. And I will tell you this. There's another opportunity out there. There's a great secret that you guys got to take advantage of. You need to go up to Lake Tahoe. Harvey's is just outstanding. We were up there last week, and in October, their capacity right now is about 7-10%. Stay tuned, because I believe we're going to have an event at Harvey's and up in Lake Tahoe with the Republican Party of the state of Nevada. So it should be interesting. But on a different note, and again, if you want to chime in, I'd love to hear your input at 1-844-2-NEVADA. But you know, Jackie Rosen had a 45-minute meeting the other day, and the individual's name is Clifton Marshall, owner of Airport Concessionaries, and he basically said, you know, in Seattle, employers slashed employee hours after raising the pay grade. Rosen said she understands the plight of small businesses, okay, but she's one that signed the bill to have $15-hour minimum wage by 2024. She also said she consistently supported the fight for that wage, and she wants to sit down with small businesses to figure out how we can move forward and ensure hardworking Nevadans can earn enough money to make ends meet. Ms. Rosen, if you consistently approach raising minimum wages, people are going to lose jobs. Every time the government gets involved, we lose jobs. Healthcare, you got involved with healthcare, Jackie. How's that working out? And your commercials are a crock of manure. You actually use your commercial. You talk about rates are going to go up for the elderly if we go to a 5-to-1 ratio. Newsflash, rates used to be 6-to-1 differential from the low to the high. 6-to-1. That's the way it used to be. And you know what the rate for a $5,000 deductible is pre-Obamacare, Ms. Rosen? $41. And you know what it was for a senior? $227. The coverage was far richer. Today, that same senior is paying $891 a month. Wake up. Your commercials are a crock of manure. You have no idea what you're talking about. You should be blown out of Washington. You've been a fraud and a failure to the American people, and more so to Nevadans, your fellow Nevadans. We go back to the phones. Lewis, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. You brought up a very interesting point about the casinos don't know how to make money anymore. I disagree with you, sir. They are doing everything in their power to make money. It's just the culture nowadays, and it goes for locals as well. The culture nowadays is to not tip. And if you're a millennial and you've got money, or if you're a millennial, and especially if you're coming from California, the mentality is not to tip.
So guess
your
what?
Your mentality, even if you're a local, the locals don't tip.
I tip. My car is always held in the front.
But Patrick, you're a Gen Xer. I'm a Gen Xer. The younger, newer generations do not see the value in tipping. They do not understand tipping. I can tell you this, right? I do rideshare part-time on the weekend. I picked up a bartender on the strip yesterday, and he bitched about, oh, these people don't tip. I dropped him off. Asked me if I got a tip.
Nope.
No, I didn't get a tip. So it's the younger generation, and it's up to us to educate them as to why it's important to tip.
Lewis, let me touch on it. Hold on. This is a good dialogue. I want to just tell you this. I was with a people last night at a restaurant, and this is what they told me. If we had to go to a minimum wage job, pay them $15 an hour, and there were no more tips, we couldn't get people to do the job that they're doing now. These people, our guys, are all making $60,000 to $70,000 a year. And if you do the math, that's over $30 an hour if you're working a 40-hour work week. And a lot of these people working in restaurants are working 28 to 35 hours a week. So if you do the math, they're making well over $30 an hour with the tokes involved. When you take the tokes off the table, they're getting a significant pay cut. It's absurd.
No, I understand it, Patrick, but here's the thing. These people that rely on tips, they're making up they're making their money on people like you and like me. You can get a millennial that has a great job, right? He's a professional. He's a doctor, but he's a millennial. He will not tip. You make up the difference. I make up the difference for this younger generation. This younger generation is entitled. They really are entitled, and they don't have a concept of anything. Let me tell you how ridiculous and for lack of a better word, how stupid this younger generation is.
Hey, Lewis, hold your thought. I'm going to keep you through the break. I want you to come back. I want to hear this, okay? Hang on, that's Lewis. Hang on. You're listening to Live and Local now. We're going to go to a break. We come back. We're going to go to Lewis. I want to hear him describe the younger generation and how they are entitled. My name is Pat Casale. Stay tuned for more.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowwana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowwana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowwana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowwana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowwana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowwana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowwana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowwana.com.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're back in action here and live and local now. My name is Patrick DeSalle, filling from good friend Kevin Wall. We're talking to Lewis, who's talking about the millennials being entitled individuals that don't understand, they don't like to tip. Go further, please share.
Patrick. I'm just letting you know these people. It's really our fault. And what I say by our fault, I'm talking about Gen Xers. My generation has done a terrible job of raising their children, and I'm apologizing to everyone for that. So. But, yeah, no, Patrick, these people, they're entitled. I can tell you last night I had somebody throw up on the outside of my car. It all got on the outside of my car. And I said, hey, young lady, they were students from U of A. I go, young lady, there's probably going to be a cleaning fee. She goes, how much? That's up to Lyft. It's probably going to be anywhere up to $150. And this was her response, $150? It's not like they're driving a Mercedes. So...
That's a typical response. I'll give you that.
Right? That's the mentality. And somewhere down the line, like I said, our generation did a horrible job explaining to these people why tipping is important. One reason why some of these people don't tip is they take rideshare every day, whether it's Uber or Lyft. They buy the promotion, right? They buy the $30 promotion and they get $4 rides or $3 rides, no matter how far the ride. Well, their mentality is, well, I'm already paying Uber $30 and I'm paying them $10 a day. I don't need the tip. So we're being conditioned somewhere down the line. Someone is saying that tipping is not okay. Now, I can tell you who is good tippers. People east of Nevada and west of New York City, the middle of the country, with the exception of Chicago people, fantastic tippers. When the rodeo's in town, fantastic tippers. The blue-collar, salt-of-the-earth people that work, that get it, they tip. All these overeducated, for lack of a better word, the overeducated liberals, they're absolutely no tipping whatsoever.
Well, we may agree to some point. Well, we'll disagree on others. I appreciate your time, Lewis. You take care. We go to Bob. Bob, on minimum wage. Let's go for it, buddy. How are you?
Fantastic, sir. How are you?
Really good, thank you.
Good topic today. Now, if I can reveal, I'm a manager for an alarm company that also does security patrols, security posts, this sort of thing. We pay a full benefits package for the employee, which is excellent, and we start them out at $11. You go to $15 an hour, as most of these Democrats want to do, and I swear we'd have to close our doors.
And that's the argument.
Think about it. So what would you have to do? You would have to automatically, your monthly monitoring on the alarms, you'd have to go up by 25% or 30%. You'd have to do the same thing on the patrols of the post. And who ends up paying more? The people. So it's supposed to be a starting wage, and that's what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be a livable wage for somebody who's got, a wife and two kids, this sort of thing.
Whatever and happened to the people? You know, my mom liberals. Worked two jobs. You know that, Bob. Growing up, my mom worked two jobs. Made good living, but she worked a second day. She hustled. And a lot of people did. Now, all of a sudden, people are alarmed. Oh, that's not right. They worked two or three jobs. Let me tell you something. That's what it was all about.
You know, I thank every day, Patrick, I thank every day for the election of President Trump. Because I know more than most people do about this HC, and God forbid if she would have won, people in this country would not have been happy, but the Democrats would have. It's just disgusting, and for people like Jackie Rosen to think about raising the minimum wage, well, but because what has she ever done in her lifetime? What has she ever done? How dare this person even think about running for U.S. Senate? You and I have more experience than she does.
Unfortunately, that's the
truth. And to say... say that she wants to raise the minimum wage, it's ludicrous.
Bob, thank you for the call. I got to go. I have to go on the break. We're going top of the hour. When I come back, we're going to continue on this topic because this is a big deal. I mean, you know, what has Trump done? How has he impacted the bottom line? More. Stay tuned for more. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Have you spent countless hours and dollars on your company's website but just can't seem to draw the wanted traffic to make it worth the investment? Thinglet.com has your solution. Over 80% of consumers use the internet to find local businesses. Where do you fit in? Thinglet.com makes things happen on the internet, from web search optimization to complete social media marketing solutions. Call Thinglet today at 760-278-9676. That's 278-9676. Or visit us online, thinglet.com.